So it's time to talk League of Ireland football and a few other bits and bobs this week on Football Talk. We're joined by former Fannharp skipper and goalkeeper and current Cockhill Celtic manager Gavin Cullen. Gavin, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Ashley, and yourself?
Not too bad, thanks, Gavin. I suppose before we look ahead to Harps and Derry City this weekend, what did you make of Shelburne's 1-0 performance last night against Linfield? Will it be enough going to Windsor Park?
Yeah, I think it will. I think Shelburne will be relatively happy. They were obviously the better team last night. They probably would have wanted another couple of goals going to Windsor, but at the end of the day, it's a 1-0 win. It's a clean sheet at home, and they'll be going there in confident mood.
Yeah, they certainly will. And of course, it's a breakaway, a bit of a distraction for Shelburne at the moment. Is that distraction timely, is it, Gavin?
It probably is, yeah. Look, it's the first time in a lot of years they've been in the Champions League. They've got a really favourable draw against Linfield. The fact that Linfield are out of season and only have but one pre-season game leading up to the game sort of would tell you that Shelburne are clear favourites for the game. So they probably are delighted to be in the Champions League and away from the league because they're not going as well as they were at this stage last year.
They're not playing in the domestic front, obviously, this weekend, but there is a couple of North West teams involved. We'll look at Harps in just a second. Derry City are going to Sligo Rovers, Gavin, this coming Saturday evening. And the showgrounds, it's proved to be a tricky enough ground for Derry to go to in recent years.
Yeah, it has. Look, obviously, it's a North West derby, and with derbies, you never know what will go. But look, judging by form, Derry are the form team in the league at the minute. They've really went up a few gears since the summer break, and they look like the team to beat at the minute, and they'll be trying really hard to get more points on the board with Shamrock Rovers in Europe at the minute and trying to take advantage of that and catch them.
Yeah, because in a previous season, it was 2 years ago, wasn't it, they didn't take advantage of that, so maybe the club might have learned from that situation. Obviously, there's quite a big change of personnel there, but there is still some players remaining. And maybe that's something that they have to take in this time around, that you need to get the points when the boys ahead of you aren't playing.
Oh, absolutely. Look, they're in the form they're in, they'll be confident of beating anybody. But at the same time, as we've seen with the League of Ireland this year, anybody's capable of beating anybody. But in terms of Shamrock Rovers, the last 2 or 3 years, they've had some brilliant runs in Europe, and that has affected their domestic results. So Derry have to be there. They have to be winning. They take advantage of that to close the gap and make sure they're on the title running.
Yeah, and they've added a couple of players in recent weeks as well. So obviously, Tiernan Lynch is looking at bolstering the squad. And will it take time maybe for these new guys to settle in?
Yeah, possibly. It usually would. They're coming from, a lot of them are coming from different countries as well, which obviously the League of Ireland is new to them. Depends on their fitness levels. If they're out of season, coming from England and Scotland, they might take a bit to get up as well because it's only pre-season stage over there. So, look, there's a lot of factors. Whether they come on the team or not, Derry have a massive squad of players, quality everywhere. So no matter who comes in or plays or whatever, you would expect them to be at a really good level.
And obviously Bohemians find themselves in a similar position to Derry. Bows are hosting Galway on Friday night and just one of two fixtures in the top flight on Friday. But listen, it's a similar case for the Dublin side, just as Derry, that they need to sort of keep pace here with Shamrock Rovers when they have the opportunity.
Yeah, Bows have really turned the corner earlier on the season. There was people calling for Alan Reynolds' head and results weren't going away, but they put together a fantastic run of results. They've got right up the table, and it just shows how fine a line it is in that league, that, you know, a few results in a row gets you up the table, gets the confidence up and makes a big change.
And I suppose that's a similar situation now for Fannharps in the first division, how things can turn around so quickly with positive results. And that's something that Harps have had, particularly in the last spell of run of games. And they go to UCD in Dublin. And don't be surprised if Harps take up a point in the road or even a one against the UCD side at the weekend.
Yeah, I was actually at the last game at home against UCD. It was fairly tight. I thought UCD shaded it in terms of the game, but there wasn't much in the game. UCD are probably below expectations for themselves this season. Fannharps are probably where they expect it to be. Since the break, they've had a really good run of results, and before the break, they had a really poor run of results, and that sort of seems to be consistent for the last maybe 3 or 4 years that they've done that. But they've brought themselves right back into contention again for playoffs and an opportunity to push on up the league. And it's a wee bit more positive than it was earlier on the season, for sure.
Obviously, you know, Willie O'Connor, very well, a man that's down there in charge of UCD. Harps will know him well, too, so they will. But if Harps are going to get something out of this game, what way do they have to approach it, Gavin?
Look, they need to take their chances. I would expect UCD to probably dominate the ball. UCD are very good in the ball, and they play the game really well. So I would expect them to dominate possession. I would expect them to probably create the most chances. But look, Harps have had a good run of clean sheets. The young Corey Sheridan's come in and kept clean sheets in, I think, all four of his games, which is an unbelievable start for him. So they'll want that to continue. If they keep a clean sheet and the opportunities that arise, if they take one of them or two of them, you know, they've every chance. So at the minute, it's a hard one to call, and I wouldn't go past saying that it could end up a draw this game.
And just moving away from the first division and this proposed third tier, Gavin, obviously yourself and your club, Coghill Celtic, have expressed an interest in joining the League of Ireland in the third tier. Has there been any sort of movement in recent weeks pinpointing, from your point of view, maybe from the clubs involved in Donegal who have expressed an interest that this is getting closer?
Yeah, there has been. So Coghill have been invited down to Abbottstown at the end of this month for a presentation. By the FAA, and a presentation on the club and the facilities and their success and everything about the club, sort of to move it forward. So as far as I know, this is stage three of the application process. So it's well down the road, and as far as I know, it will be absolutely going ahead next year.
So fundamentally, the third tier will be starting in 2026. Is that what you're telling me? Yeah, it's definitely going to go ahead.
That's right. Yeah, that's what the FAA have been telling the club. As far as I'm concerned, that's what they've told them. Whether it starts and has a short season to bring it into the calendar year to match the League of Ireland or not, I'm not too sure. I think them details have to be ironed out. But at this point, that's where it's at. Yeah.
And is there any sort of concrete info yet around the actual format of it and what's it going to be?
Well, the proposed format is a 10-team Northern section and a 10-team Southern section. If you remember back to, there used to be a league called the A League, or reserve teams and some first teams. I think something similar to that is a proposal. I think it's going to be all first teams. I don't think there's going to be any reserve teams in it. I think, as far as I know, there's a lot of answers. I think there's 67 applications. I think they've been whittled down to a certain degree at this point. And I think that the FAA are happy with the amount of interest that has been in it. But again, I suppose there's a lot of things to look at before Coghill sort of decide themselves whether, yes, it's a go or not. But for all intents and purposes,
have the club give you any sort of indication that they would be happy? Because obviously, Gavin, you would like to do it, but there is a bigger picture here in relation to, because all of a sudden there's a lot more travel, there's a lot more expense when you're going to move into the realm of a third tier in the League of Ireland. But is the club very much for this, or is it just a case you're feeling your way through it?
No, I think the club in general are 100% behind it. I think they obviously have to put the club's interest first and what's best for the club in the long term. If this is what it is, then this is what it is. But like, the club are fully backing and behind the first team trying to, or getting into this league and testing themselves. They are. They're hoping that it happens. They're hoping that they can make it happen. But as I said, there's a lot of things to be sorted out in between, I would thought.
Okay, Gavin, listen, as always, many thanks for joining us, and as always, enjoy the football over the weekend. Thanks, Gavin.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Josh.